viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, Regal, Regal!
Lomu, The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Eccolo il cross, e questo è vinto, gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
It works! It's got it! It's got it!
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to bat an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
It's a fact, us humans have been cluttering the world with sports since before the internet.
And today,
that's very true.
Today's edition of So Many Sports, we're actually taking it back to an old school favourite, running.
We're taking it back. Oh, John's arch nemesis of the cyclist, the runner.
I am a terrible runner, I've got terrible technique. I'd actually, at one point in my life, I'd love to get around and get some technique training for running.
No, you don't, man.
Well,
it's
like
called get a bike. I thought
running.
That was your vibe. Just stick to your vibe.
What, triathlon?
Don't you like riding past someone and looking at someone running and just going,
I love that. I would love.
They probably think the same thing of you.
As if. I haven't got time to think about that because I've sped off on my fast bike.
I would love to do the coast to coast one day.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
In later life, but I need to learn how to run properly first.
How long can you run for?
How long can you not drink the B-wars for as well?
Shut up, mate.
What are we talking about though? Yeah. Running? What?
Yeah, well, they're different, like a specific kind of running. So we're talking about ultra marathon trail race, which is
these people
like,
are fully tweaked.
Yeah, it's a specific
your body
kind
is
of running.
Fully hummed by this point. And I've actually heard, I think you like peak when you're like 40 in this sport as well.
Yeah, when you're a bit older.
You're like real old and gnarled,
well,
and you're like
must be so hard
good
on
at like not drinking for ages and cramp moment.
That must be really good on your body.
Good. I don't
no,
think
really,
I think it's bad.
Really
hard. Yeah, for sure.
Wait, so you're saying you peak at 40 as in like that's your best time
physically full of like long distance running like that. Yeah.
Crazy.
Endurance is sort of you've conditioned your muscles to get to that gnarly point.
Okay.
Anyway, this is more like your segment, so look, I don't want to come in here with a cup of facts.
I can let you do it if you want.
Obviously I've been running for a long time. So shortly after I could walk.
Anyway, I don't want to talk just about that. I want to talk specifically about this race, which is called the Barclay Marathon.
The Barclay Marathon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, which happens every year in the United States in the state of Tennessee.
Matt.
In this park called Frozen Head State Park, which is kind of a weird name for it. But
Frozen
maybe
Head State Park.
Just shows what's to come. And it's considered one of the hardest ultra trail races in the world.
They would love that as well. In that community, I bet they're like, oh, what's the most hardest one?
Yeah.
So it was
the
created...
The most hardest one.
She did the air a bit. I didn't.
So the origin... I've got lots of things to talk about.
Sorry.
Guys, come on.
Go.
John, I didn't say how many coffees I've had today, but I think it's more than John.
Obviously too many. So it all started in 1986, and it's quite funny how it started. This guy, who's named Gary Cantrell, he got the idea of the race because in 1977,
great year.
Martin Luther King's assassin escaped prison.
Okay.
And he ran into the woods for 55 hours, and he only covered 8 miles, so about 13 kilometers. And this guy, Gary Cantrell, was like, fuck, 8 miles in 55 hours is nothing at all. I'm sure I can do more. I can do like 100. And, you know, he just sparked the idea for his rally. And then so his race is 100 miles, actually, and
yes.
60 hours, not 55. But yeah.
It's you were saying it's 100 miles as the crow flies. So it's kind of not even 100 miles. It's like almost 150 maybe or something like that because it doesn't count
pretty,
the ups and downs.
It's pretty bad. So 100 miles for those who don't know,
I love
like
saying
me,
as the crow flies.
That's really good. It's 160 kilometers, which is quite a distance to cover, even in 60 hours. I would definitely not be able to do that. But also, like you say, it doesn't take into account elevation, which is quite high. I was reading that. So it's made out of 5 loops of 20 miles. And if you put all of that together, all of these 5 loops are equal to climbing Mount Everest twice in terms of elevation.
Oh, wow.
Oh, in terms of like what you're... wow. This is the Barclay Marathon, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking about.
Yeah, so I think it's 16,500 meters of elevation.
Wow.
That you're doing.
Someone, we got a text here saying it's absolutely insane that nobody won this year. Is that a fact?
Yeah, so nobody won this year. Actually, since 86. It's too hard. Yeah, so since 86, when it was first created, there's only been 15 people that have won. over the course of 18 races, so you've got a few people that have done it. Several
times.
Do you
have to get like totally jacked on EPO and...
Sorry, how does this work? So. You have to run the thing in a certain amount of time. It's not the fastest time to run the thing.
Sorry. So you have 60 hours to complete.
Mm. Okay.
Five loops of 20 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So you do... How do I explain that? You do loop 1, 2, 3 all in a row and then... Mm. I'm sorry, 1, 2 and then 3 and 4 you do them anti-clockwise.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5, it's if people make it to 5... whoever comes in first will do clockwise. The person after will do anti-clockwise.
Wow, imagine seeing some people running the other way and just thinking, oh,
I'm going to beat you.
Also, one thing that I failed to mention is that, so it's no assistance. You only have two water drops on the course and that's it. What? So no one's there to help you. Also, the course isn't marked. So you have you get given instructions and you have a map.
Orienteering on with nutrition and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. You just have to figure it out.
Is there a path?
This sounds like The Edge, actually playing at the Hollywood Theatre.
And I was watching videos they just have to like go through rivers and tunnels and climb mountains and stuff. It's pretty insane.
That is The Edge. That's The Edge.
But to make sure that they complete the loop, they have
a tattoo.
Several points along the course where they have books that they have to rip out a page of the book that corresponds the how do you call that?
Their
whatever number
on their
that they're given on their shirt. So but each loop you get a new number as well, so to make sure that you're not always getting the same thing.
You could sabotage people behind you.
And at the end, to make sure that you've completed it, you have to hand over
the book.
All of the pages that you would have kept to make sure that you have indeed completed all of the
loops and
then
you have to rewrite the book in your own words.
It sounds like you could get lost along the way and run too far. And
it sounds absolutely crazy and I love
really.
It. I love that humans do this stuff. It's so
yeah,
mean.
So the whole point of this race, like the guy that created it makes sure that he made it impossible on purpose so that if you end up winning... Well, if you end up completing it, you completed it against all odds stacked against you. And you're
so
just
weather
really
would weather would come into play and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, it's like fog. Also, you do.
Did you watch a documentary on Netflix?
I was going to talk about it. There's a documentary on Netflix.
The texts are like two sentences ahead of you, but that means they're
really
into
annoying.
It. That means they're into it.
I actually haven't watched it yet, but I just found out today that it's on Netflix New Zealand, so everyone can
watch it.
It's called
The Barclay Marathon.
Somewhere.
Crazy marathon running.
Oh, I can't remember it. Oh, there you go. The Race That Eats Its Young. That's a pretty good title, isn't
Sounds like cool. a great documentary for me to sit on the couch.
have some chips.
have some chips and some fizzy drink and watch.
Yeah.
It's really all made to be impossible. Even like the entering process is quite interesting. So there's 40 people that can make it. But in order to apply, you have to write this essay on why you should be allowed to enter.
It's like Burning Man.
Yeah, and then you pay $1.60, that's all it costs you. But then once you arrive, if you've been picked, you have to like hand over a license plate from where you come from.
Son of a bee.
And then if you're a returning runner, then you have to give whatever the organisers want, whether it's a shirt or socks or whatever. And then if you've won before, you have to offer a pack of cigarettes, specifically Camel cigarettes, to the guy who directs the race, because he starts the race by lighting a cigarette. So this whole mythology around it, it's quite extreme.
Sounds like a race I kind of want to run.
Well, good luck with that. Man. You can try. Maybe you can finish loop one.
Getting old.
It's like 12
hours.
What
the feeling
much.
Is like, you know, when you do any sort of exercise and you get home and you sit down and you're like, fuck, I would definitely not do that again right now.
Maybe
that's
you can,
how it would feel like
but maybe
2 minutes
do,
into this race.
Yeah, probably actually. It seems the beginning is quite easy and then I think you just get really, you know,
100
tired.
Miles.
Just sit
obviously.
There and read that book, eh? Whatever that book is.
But the reason I chose to talk about that today, actually, is because there was one Kiwi racing this year.
Me.
His name is Greg Hamilton. Yeah, Greg Hamilton. He actually was one of the only two people that made it at the end of Loop 4.
Because you would finish it anyway, right?
Not the end of Loop 4, the beginning of Loop 4.
Right.
No, you don't finish it because you've got 60 hours.
They just
so, you
know,
if you don't finish within 60 hours,
goodbye. I'm going
home
later on and you just keep running.
Yeah. So he started Loop 4. But he didn't finish it. So no one made it to Loop 5. So no one finished this year.
Yeah.
No one even finished Loop 5. No one even finished Loop 4.
But they all survived, right?
They all survived,
okay.
Yes.
It just sounds
they don't
really
die.
Like...
They just suffer a lot. Potentially unnecessarily. But
has Greg Hamilton done any press? Does anyone know, anyone listening out there? Might be quite fun to talk to him.
It could be, yeah.
He probably saved up hard out to get over there. It sounds like the type of thing you'd have to sort of get sponsorship for yourself and all that sort of stuff. So there might be a bit of story behind him, I'd say. If he's not living in
America. Yeah, I suppose you have to get yourself to Tennessee from, you know, New Zealand. So that's not really easy. But you could probably... He's probably still in America right now. But you can try get in touch. It just finished. It was this weekend.
Okay.
It also happens to be on April Fool's weekend, which I think is quite a good moment chosen to do that. But yeah, he did really well. It is all real. This whole thing is real.
I've been thrown around a bit today by the American side of... April Fool's is hard. Being a New Zealander, you get two April Fool's situations.
Oh, damn it, I should have made up some stuff.
You should have.
Today.
You really blew it, Lisa.
Next year.
I'm sorry.
But
this
is actually it's because you're true to the cause. Thanks so much, Lisa, for another fabulous edition of So Many Sports. That one was about running for ages.
Yeah.
Classic sport.
Being crazy.
Running.
I was running.
Sí, no. El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de André.
Kick it. Don't fucking pass it. So many sports.